What are the allegations? Who's making them and what are they?
So there were two companies that bid on this work. There were two different RFPs. The first one was canceled by the Missile Defense Agency. The second one, the low bidder, was this company called Kodiak Narrow Cape Lodge, which is run by this Fairbanks businessman named Bernie Carl. He's a very colorful guy, has also owned Chena Hot Springs, like very fast talker, very colorful talker. So he bid low. They already own a lodge out there, which really I think is more like just a man camp that's like right next to the rocket launch complex. And they've gotten business from the Aerospace Corporation in the past to house people there. In this case, the MDA, the Missile Defense Agency, needed more people than they were going to be able to house in their existing facility. So they were proposing to bring in new units, put them next to the existing lodge, and then leave them there. And the problem is that the request for proposals that the Aerospace Corporation put out said you need to dismantle this new housing once it's brought in after the project is over. And Bernie Carl's company didn't want to do that because they were like, it's going to cost us extra money. And so they put in their bid, like, we're just going to demobilize the facility, quote unquote, demobilize it by shutting it down and putting it into cold storage. And the Aerospace Corporation said, you know, sorry, you didn't meet the terms of the request for proposals. And they tossed the bid and they picked a significantly more expensive one from this Anchorage contractor called PRL Logistics. And, you know, it ended up costing $3.5 million more. And, you know, the Aerospace Corporation folks are saying, we understand that this makes no sense. Like, why? We don't really want to spend extra money on bringing in housing and moving it away. And then do we need it again? But that they said that was the requirement of the Missile Defense Agency with the contract. And so the Missile Defense Agency never really gave a good explanation of why they wouldn't allow the housing to, you know, sort of remain there after the year-long sort of launch setup and takedown. And so in the end, we kind of are left with, like, this cost a lot, the federal government a lot of extra money for not really a well-explained reason other than that the Missile Defense Agency says we're only going to be there for a little while, so we need only temporary housing. And if you ask them, well, if you could have permanent housing at a lower cost that you're not responsible for, doesn't that make more sense? They didn't really give a good answer or really any answer to that question.
And this Fairbanks businessman, Bernie Carl, one of his allegations was that this contractor that was selected is planning to use a subcontractor that is related to someone who is on the evaluation board or the group that's evaluating the bids.
John Zbitnov is a former executive at the Aerospace Corporation who had been hired as a contractor after he left the Aerospace Corporation. And one of his responsibilities was evaluating the bids on this temporary housing. And so basically there were two bids and John Zbitnov was basically looking at two bids, and one of the bids was going to award some work to a company that is partially owned by his son, Yasha Zbitnov. And Bernie Carl says that's, you know, total conflict of interest, and that was a huge problem, and it essentially amounts to corruption because he thinks the bid was rigged to go to this other company. The Aerospace Corporation says that, you know, this was not actually a problem. All they were doing was sort of basically looking at a checklist and saying, does this meet sort of the technical specifications? And that process was not what sort of ruled out Bernie Carl's bid. That was later in the process where they basically said, you know, just looking at this overall, they're not meeting the obvious requirement that they have to take it down. And the Aerospace Corporation says that ruling was done by people and separate folks working in the contracts office, and that John Zbitnov wasn't involved in that. And that, you know, basically this was all sort of done the way it was supposed to be done. And you talk to the corporation's board of directors, then they say that they're completely comfortable with the way things were handled here.
So there is no legal challenge to this decision and everything's moving ahead?
You know, I think as far as I know, the housing's all set up. They've been involved in testing. And Bernie Carl's company, they did not challenge the award of the bid. They did sort of file a challenge where they said, we want an investigation here. We want the chief executive of the Aerospace Corporation, this guy Craig Campbell, who used to be lieutenant governor. They say that they wanted him put on administrative leave pending the outcome of that investigation. But that's kind of where things stand now. And, I don't think actually there is any kind of investigation or any sort of additional follow-up being done here. I think it's, you know, it's pretty much over.